Lucifer actress Leslie Ann Brandt boasts that abortion helped her career. Killed baby while filming Killing Women series. By Warner Todd Houston on November 11, 2021. In a new essay, actress and star of TV's Lucifer, Leslie Ann Brandt, blasted the recently passed Texas Heartbeat Act, saying laws that put limits on abortion are discriminatory against the disadvantaged. In her November 8 essay for Self magazine, Brandt divulged the details of her own abortion in 2014 when she aborted a baby because she wasn't ready to have a child. Brandt said that during the filming of her guest part in the TV series Killing Women, she began feeling odd and thought to take a pregnancy test. When it came out positive, she said she immediately made an appointment with a private abortion clinic to terminate the baby. I took a breath and called Chris, her now husband, Chris Payne Gilbert. I could hear the panic in his voice, but I quickly allayed his fears. I had already called a private abortion clinic and booked my appointment. I knew we weren't ready, and I knew I wasn't ready, the Spartacus cast member said. At age 32, my abortion gave me choice. Autonomy over my own body and opportunities in my career, Brandt wrote. Today, Brandt is the mother of a 4-year-old boy, one she says she was finally ready to raise. But Brandt went on with harsh words for laws like Texas's recent law banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, claiming that they are aimed at hurting poorer and more disadvantaged women. Laws like the Texas Heartbeat Act won't stop abortion but instead only force women into unsafe abortions, Brandt insisted. It stops safe abortion because, rest assured, wealthy people will still have access to abortion services. It is the poor who suffer. It is those people already struggling who will bear the brunt of archaic legislation and fake cries of pro-life, she wrote. Brandt went on to falsely claim that in the same legislative session Texas made it harder to vote. At the very same time that the Texas anti-abortion bill was passed, legislators in that state made it easier to buy a gun and harder to vote, she alleged. Brandt ended her essay by reciting a list of left-wing shibboleths. In a country like the United States, with poor health care, no federally mandated maternity leave, and women still fighting for equal pay and adequate child care support, how dare anyone question a woman's right to choose what's best for her and her life, she wrote. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.